The Palestine Report with Hafez Ibrahim Musa.
Hafez, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
UAE visits to Aqsa have begun.
Yes, we've got two of these visits happening in just the last few days. Now, what has happened typically that these visits seem to be occurring in these two instances after the time of Asr? And it seems as if the Israelis have apportioned a particular time for these visits as they happen under Israeli armed protection. The visitors come in, they spend very little time in Masjid al-Aqsa, actually just go straight to the Dome of the Rock, perform some salah, take some pictures, and they're out. Now, yesterday's visit, which occurred with a small group of apparently Emiratis who came to Masjid al-Aqsa, with very little or minimal interaction with Palestinians, they came in, and when they tried to strike a conversation with some Palestinians, they were rebuked and literally had to scurry out of Masjid al-Aqsa in a very short period of time under this Israeli armed protection. The previous one saw Israeli vehicles, apparently the Shin Bet, bringing these particular visitors in the area of the Borak Wall, the Western Wall, as it's called, and they were escorted into the masjid and again took some photos. Some Palestinians tried to confront the delegation, and eventually they were themselves arrested by the Israelis. Now, the Palestinians, from Ulama in Al-Quds as well as Jerusalemites, saying that they view these visits, even though they are people of the same faith, they view these visits in the same way that they view the armed incursions by, or the incursions of Israeli settlers supported by Israeli police, particularly for that reason, the fact that they are accompanied by Israeli security personnel, whereas on the other hand, Palestinians themselves living in Jerusalem are harassed by the Israeli guards at the doors, and some of them are banned altogether from coming to Masjid al-Aqsa, and they view the fact that they are coming under Israeli protection into Masjid al-Aqsa and attempt to change the status quo and acknowledge that Israel has sovereignty over the masjid. And also, if one has to look at it from the Emirati perspective, although people long to come to Masjid al-Aqsa, the very fact that these visits are occurring in such a cloud, one can just see from the footage that it's happening in a very rushed and edgy kind of setting. And many Palestinians have actually taken to social media saying that if you're coming in this way, our shoes are waiting for you. And that's the kind of response that they should expect. One more aspect on this would be that it is, during a lockdown period at Masjid al-Aqsa, when people from outside the old city were not allowed, yet these visits had occurred, and this is adding to the sense of grief as well as despondency from the Palestinians.
Dire straits in Gaza.
We've got a statement here from the head of the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, who has reported that Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are actually searching through rubbish to find food, as the levels of poverty in the Gaza Strip just skyrocket. Now, essentially, this is not a new story. We've been speaking about this for a long time, the unlivability of Gaza, that deadline has long reached. It's just a case of, media focus in and out of the story, but the situation in Gaza is essentially the same for a long period of time. This makes more Palestinians dependent on the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, but they are saying they are finding it extremely difficult to meet the demand, which has just been accentuated by COVID, because on the one hand, they have now seen a shortfall in their funding after many countries had withdrawn that funding, and together with that, UNRWA itself has faced some internal scandals. But they are reporting then that there are something like 120,000 Gazans, a significant part of the population, who are in abject poverty, cannot cover basic daily food needs, and they really need something like just over 20 rand in South African terms a day, and they can't make those meet ends. And they're also reporting that it's, while this is obviously worst in the Gaza Strip, they're finding a similar trend of severe difficulty and dire straits across Palestinian refugee camps, also in neighboring countries like Lebanon.
And then finally, Zimbabwe closing up to Israel?
So this is in the context of Zimbabwe trying to re-engage the international community. And Zimbabwe, after Robert Mugabe trying to move out of this long period of financial difficulty and getting rid of U.S. sanctions, apparently now the route to do that and the route to try and convince the United States of America to reverse the sanctions against Zimbabwe goes through Israel. What Zimbabwe has done in recent days or recent months to try and cozy up to Israel, thereby getting the attention of the United States of America. It's actually appointed an Israeli citizen by the name of Ronnie Levy Musan as an honorary consul in the Israeli state. This is apparently a very key individual in the process, shadow individual at the same time. He's been part of groups allegedly who had helped Mugabe previously rig elections. Allegedly, there's also he's also an individual who is part of groups that try to connect companies, organizations, diplomats, churches from all over the world with Israel. And this kind of liaison seems to be working. There are reportedly plans for the Zimbabwean president Emmerson Mnangagwa to actually visit Israel. He's also apparently trying to enlist Israeli military intelligence to train Zimbabwe's security forces and establish a defense academy in Harare, which will be run by Israelis. What is true about this is that there have been instances of Israeli-Zimbabwe a liaison before, but this is far deeper than it has ever went, and it's obviously just being accelerated at this point in time. And for a country like Zimbabwe, this indicates a serious presence of Israel and Israeli diplomacy in the SADC region. A similar kind of situation is developing in Malawi as well. And it also indicates the transactional nature of these relationships. So to get those sanctions dropped, instead of questioning the whether they should be there in the first place, this is the price that Zimbabwe has to pay. A similar situation we've seen in Sudan. Sudan wants to come off the state sponsors of terror list of the United States. So that's why they are being forced to normalize. Similarly, in Kenya, Israel is forcing Kenya or lobbying Kenya to become an observer member of the African Union. And also Chad, in its relationship with Israel, is being encouraged to go that route so that it can get an Israeli arms supply. So for all of this, it seems very transactional. It's a travesty because of the countries that were formerly liberation movements going this route and formerly, very natural allies of the Palestinians. But it seems that it's just interests that are reigning at the end. So for these countries to lobby for the lifting of sanctions, Israel seems to be the gateway towards those ends.
Shukran for your time.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.